The other day, I went on to Amazon.com. I wanted to learn more about William Shakespeare. I felt that I had gotten to a point in my life where I should learn and understand more about the writings of this person. Everybody says that he's one of the foundational writers of the modern age. I studied a couple plays and I thought maybe I should increase my knowledge. So I browsed and I browsed until I came across a book written by Isaac Asimov about William Shakespeare. It wasn't the actual plays, but it kind of talked about the context of all the plays that were done by Asimov, but about how much Shakespeare that were written by Asimov. So I ordered it, and I guess I wanted to understand more about what was going on, and I wanted to understand more about love. They say that Shakespeare is really good about describing the different internal feelings of love. So I started trying to read it, but I was like, will this actually help? By reading this book, will I actually understand love more or not? Or is love always never fading and fleeting? I wasn't sure, but I think I'll get it anyway, and then I'll start reading it. So now before I go to bed, I'll periodically read it, trying to chip away at it, but it's massive. And then what I was wondering as I was reading this is pain always associated with love? And how does that fit into it? Wasn't really sure. But I'm reading it all the same. And now I know more about Greek mythology thanks to Isaac Asimov and William Shakespeare. So all in all, not bad. Much to say on this topic either. I just wanted to say a little quick tribute to Kurt Vonnegut, who recently passed away. I really thought you were a great writer and I liked a lot of your books. I don't remember all the titles offhand, but I know that I really like Slaughterhouse-Five. I thought I would do a good job pointing out all the atrocities of war that I think are especially poignant now. Hopefully we'll eventually learn lessons and takeaways from your wisdom.